which is redacted. Just click on the image, repeat image.
Hang on a second. So I just, because this is a critical moment. So
yeah.
So this company, Amesys, is one of the big spying companies in France, a bit like Siemens in Germany. So this Amesys system was installed in Libya at least by 2009, and this manual that OVNI obtained as part of this research effort includes how to run that system and what its capabilities are. Now, some of you might be aware that with PDFs, sometimes if information is redacted from a PDF, you can uncover it using a cut and paste technique. And so this manual, Jean-Luc was clever enough to see exactly what had been redacted. This was not a publicly released manual even. This was a manual that appears to have been produced for Gaddafi, perhaps in order to sell it to him. And it contains extra hidden information which he will explain.
So, you copy the images, the image, then you paste it, and then it's unredacted. And you see the second name, Jeffrey Smell, he's a lawyer. He's the lawyer of the Bureau of Investigative Journalism.
By extraordinary coincidence, we discovered that one of the targets in this manual, just happened to be the Bureau's lawyer.
Anakoa, this shows the users of Eagle wanted to know who is Anakoa and who knows Anakoa. Let me introduce you, Anakoa. So this manual has been written in the beginning of 2009, at a time when nobody knew the Libyan opposition. Anakoa is Mahmoud Al-Nakou, who is the actual Libyan ambassador in London. He lives for the last 32 years in London. You've got also Achalogali, he's the one of the 13 founding members of the National Transition Council in Libya, who has been created in February to help Libyans liberate themselves. He's the actual culture minister in Libya. He's in the green list. You've got also Ali Abu Zakouk, who lived in Washington for the last 30 years. And Ashu Al-Shamis, who is a Libyan journalist living in London for 20 years. Ashu Al-Shamis and Ali Abu Zakouk were financed by the National Endowment for Democracy, which is an NGO, US NGO, financed by the American Congress. They gave them